This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9. Bent Notes is our weekly jazz program going to air each Sunday night.
My special guests on Bent Notes tonight are the lead singer and the leader of Dr. Krask and his Swingin' Elixir. The band describes themselves as a little big band. I must ask them about that. And their motto says, "Whatever ails you, a dose of Dr. Krask and his Swinging Elixir is guaranteed to get you on your feet." It's my pleasure to welcome back to the Bent Notes studio, Jen Salisbury.
Hey,
and,
David.
And the leader of Dr. Krask and his Swinging Elixir, Gregory Krask.
Hello.
It's your band.
It is my band. It's our band, really, let's be honest.
It's a little big band. What does a little big band mean?
Well, what we do is essentially play tunes from the 40s and 50s. 30s, 40s and 50s, the swing era tunes. Most of those tunes were big bands. I can't afford 18 people. So
now that does get a bit expensive, doesn't it, these days?
Yeah, that's right. So I've got 7 people instead in this band. We're little, but we play big band. We play adapted big band tunes, essentially. We arrange them ourselves.
Well, while we're talking about people, who have you got in the band? Obviously, it's yourself. What do you play,
Greg? Yes, I play double bass.
Double bass. Jen?
I sing on vocals.
Excellent. Who else have we got?
We've got Jim Dunlop on drums, and we've got a guy called Keaton Tate on guitar, and we've got Trent Howard on saxophone, on tenor. We've got Aaron Rodriguez on baritone saxophone and Stuart Ferguson on trumpet.
10 points out of 10 for you there, Greg.
That's right. I say that a lot during gigs.
Now, how did you get the band together? Were these people that you knew and had known for some time, or just plucked out of thin air?
No, well, it's interesting, this little swing life that I'm now leading, because I started out swing dancing, actually.
Oh, did you now?
Yeah, I've been playing, double bass for about 20 years or so, but in folk bands and in a ragtag gypsy band called Rapscallion, for those people who know that name, was so much fun. But I started swing dancing with my partner, and I didn't really get much exposure to swing tunes until then. So just through being on the floor, I was listening to swing tunes of that era, and I sort of thought, well, I'm a musician, I should do some of this. And I guess one of the reasons was, for me personally, is that I wanted a band that was tailored to the sort of dancing I liked. And there's not too many of them that really fit that mold, I think, so I thought, I'm going to do that.
Did the thought occur to you, Greg, that in playing for the dancing that you like to do, you miss out on actually doing the dancing?
Hopefully I'm influencing other people to dance, and that's really what I'm about.
Excellent.
I want to pass the dance bug on to people, because it's such a healthy thing to do. It's social, ticks all the boxes. It's good for mental health, which is one of the reasons why I got this band together, because I ran a fundraiser to raise money for Sane Australia.
Oh, did you know?
Yes, called Swinging the Blues Away, which was a dance event. I got this band together primarily for that initially, and then I thought, well, this is a good thing. Let's do it.
Do some more. Mm. Yeah. And do you still get to dance yourself?
Oh, yeah, I dance. Shout outs to the Brat Pack in Swing Patrol, because I'm in that troop, so I get to dance with them a lot, which is great.
Oh, fantastic. Swing Patrol have been around for a while now.
Yeah, Swing Patrol in 1929, great dance venue companies.
How do you choose the musical repertoire?
That's a good question.
And I could ask Jen whether she thinks it's a good repertoire to sing.
Yes, I do. It's fantastic. It's got all the classics, all the fun stuff. A few blues in there as well, which are nice and juicy.
Once again, I pretty much go by feel, like most people do. If I like it, I'll go, I know what I could do with that. Yeah, it is a bit of effort putting these charts together as well. So, you know, choose judiciously. But it's not only me. It's like Aaron's done some arrangements, and some other people have done arrangements. We have a tune on that CD that I've got called Justin.
Your brand new album.
That's right.
Dr. Krask and his Swingin' Elixir, self-titled.
Yes.
And there are 13 amazing tracks on it.
Yes. One of them's by Justine Jones, who you might know in the jazz world. She's a saxophone player. She wrote and arranged one of those songs for us too.
I'm looking through the list now. Prima, Ellington, Strayhorn, Mercer, Hanley, Strayhorn, Bradshaw, Johnson, Hanley again. They are all the names, aren't they?
Mm.
And there's the Jones in there as well.
Yep.
So if you happen to be listening to the radio somewhere and you hear a song, do you think to yourself, that'd be just what I need?
I don't usually listen to the radio for those songs. I listen to sort of what I'm hearing on the dance floor.
Right.
And if it's in my body and it feels good and I think we could really get down on it and get bluesy and get jazzy and get swingy, you know, bring the party. It's a party band, really. We're not jazz. We're a party band.
Well, I had a look at some of your YouTube clips and it certainly looks as if you're having a party.
Oh, yeah.
Lots of fun.
Yes, we perform in a lot of pubs and clubs around Melbourne. Lots of people get on the dance floor, even if they don't know swing dancing, they still get up and boogie and get into it.
Which is a good thing to do. As you said, it's healthy, it gets you exercising, it ticks all the boxes, and music is known to do that generally, let alone put dancing and music together.
Mm.
Jen, from your perspective, being the leader of the band, well, not the leader, but the front
co-host.
Person,
the front
vocalist with the band, how much fun is it?
Oh, it is the most fun of any band that I'm in, mainly because we've been together for so long, we know each other so well, we're family, we're friends. We know all the tunes back to front, so that allows for a lot of improvisation and freedom, and also the kinds of gigs we do. You know, we're in pubs, we're in clubs, everyone's having a good time. It's not a high-pressure situation. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Do you contribute to the song list as well?
Oh, my recent contribution was All of Me, Louis Prima version, which Aaron has just arranged for us recently. That was one of my suggestions, so I can't wait to get that out there.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, I think we should have a listen to a piece of music from the album. And, Greg, you've recommended Jump, Jive and Wail.
Yeah, it's Jumping Little Tunes. It's a good indication of where we're at.
Okay, this is Dr. Krask and his Swinging Elixir on Joy 94.9.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Find more Joycasts and show blogs, go to joy.org.au.
Jump, Jive and Wail. It just jives along, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. We've been using that as an opener and, yeah, just get everyone sort of like, oh, this is what they're doing, cool. I usually like to give people permission to dance as well because sometimes the contract isn't quite clear. And I like to say, there's some dance floor there, you get up and use it.
Yes, we haven't left it there just for the cleaners to
clean.
Exactly
right.
It's got to be used. Now, you are performing at this year's Marysville Jazz and Blues Festival. You've got two segments in the festival. One of them's a full band performer, the other one's a workshop. So what happens in the workshop, Greg?
Well, there's a little dance, a solo dance called the Shim Sham, which people who are familiar to swing dancing will know much about, developed by Frankie Manning, I believe. So I'll be teaching that for an hour. It's quite gentle. There's a lot of footwork involved, so it's a little bit technical, but it's enough to give people a bit of a taste of how to move, and it's a well-defined sequence to a song everyone knows called It Ain't What You Do, It's the Way That You Do It.
Right.
So we'll be playing that during the show as well, and hopefully the brave of those people in the workshop will get up and dance it with me.
Right, so workshop at, was it 1 o'clock, I think?
Correct.
Workshop at 1 o'clock at the Marysville Information and Regional Art Space, which is a new building up there. I haven't seen that one. It wasn't there last year. So you practice for the hour, do mm-hmm. the workshop from 1 till 2, and then you wander away and enjoy something else and come back at 3 to the Vibe Hotel where you can get up and dance with the band.
Correct.
Yes. And I attempt the moves from on stage behind the mic as well.
Oh, really?
I've been trying to copy Greg. Yeah. Our last 8 gigs that we've done it, I've been trying to copy him. I'm improving each time.
Of course, if you're doing it from behind the mic, you can't quite move too far.
Yeah, that's right.
Greg, have you ever thought of giving Jen one of the head mics?
Well, she did have a radio mic for the last, you know, series of gigs that we did. So, you know, that's been good. We've been very performative and getting down on with the audience and stuff.
Oh, excellent.
I'm asking Santa for a radio mic for Christmas.
Oh, very good. Yeah. And then you can be down. Well, you could both get down on the floor and dance with the crowd that's there.
Yeah. We haven't got a replacement bass player yet. So I'm sort of relying on Keaton to hold the rhythm down on guitar.
Oh, very good.
But still, it's a great thing to have people who do the workshop to come and contribute to the performance, and they get a buzz out of it, and everyone just really likes to see, yeah, people get up and do something they haven't done before, which is great.
A brand new experience.
Yeah. Mm.
That's the Marysville Jazz and Blues Weekend coming up on the 19th to the 21st of October. MarysvilleJazzandBlues.com is the website with all the details, tickets and everything else. Where's the album available, Greg?
By the stage.
By the stage. Next to us. So if you want a copy of this album of Dr. Krask and his Swinging Elixir, you'll have to be by the stage at Marysville at the Vibe Hotel to collect one. That's the best way to go.
Correct. It's so new, I haven't had time to just do the legalities to get it online yet. It is a cover CD after all.
It is indeed. And a beautiful, beautiful production. It just looks so good. Mm. I love your logo.
Thank you. A friend of mine, Joe Nightingale, designed that. So thank you, Joe.
Thank you very much, Joe. I think we need to go out with another piece of music from Dr. Krask and his Swinging Elixir. Mm. What would you like to play? What track just drops into your mind?
Well, one of my favourites is Shake That Thing because we always play it towards the end of the gig, and it's a call out to anyone in the audience that's feeling a bit shy. They might think, I don't know how to dance. This is a very simple message for everybody out there that everyone can dance.
Thank you, Jen, and thank you, Greg, for dropping into Met Notes tonight. This is Dr. Krask and his Swinging Elixir with Shake That Thing.
There's a dance that's new. There ain't nothing to it, 'cause it's easy to do. It's called Shake That Thing.
Shake That Thing.
Oh, shake that thing.
Shake That Thing.
I'm so sick and tired of telling you to shake that thing. Oh, oh, now the old folks, they're doing it, and the young folks too. Those old folks teaching young ones what to do, how to shake that thing.
Shake that thing.
Oh, this is how you shake it.
Shake that thing.
I'm so sick and tired of telling you to shake that thing.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.